Romans, chapter 16. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, and who is a servant of the church that is at Cenchreae. That you receive her in the Lord, worthily of the saints, and that you assist her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself also has been a helper of many, and of my own self. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who laid down their own necks for my soul, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. And greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaenetus, my beloved, who is the first fruits of Asia to Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on you. Greet Andronicus and Junias, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also have been in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodion, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Greet Persis the beloved, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus the chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brothers, mark those who are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For those who are such do not serve as slaves to our Lord Christ, but to their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the blameless. For your obedience has come abroad to all men. I rejoice therefore over you, but I would have you wise to that which is good, and simple to that which is evil. And the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, greets you, and Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who write the letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and of the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, and Cordus, the brother. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my good news and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept in silence through eternal times. But now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, is made known to all the nations to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.